from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I can't stop laughing, man. I'm sorry.
What?
So Rob was talking about that he wanted to reach out to the guy's son, right?
Yeah,
on Twitter.
I just tweeted him.
And he said, yeah, I'm going to send him a message. I said, what's your message going to say? Do you play? There he is. That's Pops. Back outside again.
Joining us right now from the School of Rock, MassiveSports.com. He is Rockabaco. What's up, Rock?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Are you going out to L.A.?
I am not. I'm going to Colorado.
Ooh. I wonder why you're going to pick Colorado instead of L.A.
The weed's better.
I'm doing the second leg of the trip.
Nice.
I would have picked L.A. over Colorado.
I love Colorado, man. Great.
I think you made a bad decision, Rock.
I think it's an easier working environment in Colorado than it is at old Dodger Stadium. It's not as media friendly. It's all about me having my comfort. My sister calls me the little prince because I get spoiled so much.
You know, in the Dodgers press box, you're not allowed to do curls during the game. In Colorado, you can. So it's better suited.
They insist on leg day in L.A. I don't do that.
Jeremy said, are you an 11?
Yeah, I said, do you have a number 11? Are you doing legs at all? Because I can see you're working on those biceps. I can't see your lower half.
There's a reason for that.
Rock and I were on TV last week in the booth at the Mets Stadium, City Field.
Yep.
We were standing next to one another before we went on air. We went off air. My buddy said, you should have flexed with Rock. I said, ain't nobody flexing next to Rock. What's wrong with you, man? Ain't nobody doing that. I'd rather fool you. Hey, Rock, not a bad performance last night by Dean Kramer, but it's been the model of inconsistency with the starting pitching, with the exception of Big Al, Albert Suarez, man. I mean, can they get any consistency from the staff?
They're going to have to. And unfortunately, the news continues to be good with Zach Eflin. They really think he could be back when he's eligible, which is September 1st, and he won't need a rehab assignment, and that obviously would be huge. He made 4 starts, and they were all quality starts. But otherwise, we've been wondering up to this point how they've done it. I mean, how do you remove Bradish and Means and Wells and Rodriguez twice has gone on the IL and continue to roll the way they have? One point, they had one of the lowest staff ERAs in baseball. And I'm thinking, well, how is that possible to take all these guys out? They have 5 on the IL now who would be really good starting pitchers in any rotation. These guys are all hurt, and 3 of them aren't coming back. And, of course, Trevor Rogers did not work out yet. It's too early to judge that trade, but he went down to Norfolk for his first start yesterday, gave up 10 runs in like 4 1/3. So I've been wondering how they've hung on up to this point. And Kramer's got to be second half Dean from last year. We asked him about it last night, and he said he'd be in a bad headspace or the wrong headspace if he was thinking about last year. But he had the 5th lowest ERA in the American League last year in the second half. He's got 3 straight quality starts here, 5 runs total allowed, 18 innings, and that's the guy they're going to need. He's got to be one of the guys that kind of carries them, that rotation now moving forward. And ideally, he's your 4 or 5, but that's just the position they're in right now.
Rock, I'm going to ask you a question that you probably can't answer, but should we expect most of these guys back? I mean, is there anyone you're concerned with? Kalum, you're looking at Grayson, obviously Eflin, and Westberg was the one that I thought might be a little bit more on that timeline where do you have to make a decision that, you know, for the first playoff series, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they expect all of them to be back. And certainly Eflin sooner, and Jacob Webb sooner, by the way. That was kind of an underrated loss as well, especially as good as he is against left-handers, almost like a reverse splits, and he should be back sooner. But they're all expected back. Westberg yesterday was fielding ground balls, but he was holding his right hand literally behind his back while he was doing it to make sure there weren't any mishaps. But these guys are all, you know, they're working out. So they should be back. It's just what position is this team going to be in? I mean, the good news is it's going to be quite a boost. I don't think any other team in baseball could anticipate getting that group back for the stretch run. But again, you know, will they be a first place team then? Will they be the first wild card then? I mean, they're really scuffling. Now you got to go out to LA and play the Dodgers. So you hope that they're still in a decent position because I don't think anybody's running away with it, but you would really hope that when those guys get back, it's going to really be meaningful and it's not going to be, you know, where they've already slid so far back.
Rock Abago joining us, School of Rock, MassinSports.com. Rock, I don't think the Orioles hitters are going up there searching and hunting home runs. I don't think that's the case. However, have they become too reliant on the home run? Do they depend on the home run too much in this offense?
Yeah, it's strange because just the way the ebbs and flows of their seasons where, you know, you look at that lineup, and again, they've, you know, Westberg was a huge loss, but you go top to bottom, it's like, where do you pitch this team? And then all of a sudden, we've got, you know, was it 4 games now out of 8 where it's been 3 hits or less, including a season low 2 last night. And I think some of it, I don't know if it's sort of hunting home runs. I just think so many guys maybe are pressing somewhat where it's like, I've got to be the one to, you know, try and break us out of this. And, you know, some bad at-bats and some of it's bad luck, but it just, it's like all of a sudden you get this collective kind of slump and they've got guys, you know, multiple players that are scuffling. I know it was great, you know, Jackson Holliday had that dramatic 3-run double, but he was 0-for-20 at that point and took it 0-for again last night, and Cowser went through some stretches. It seems like Santander's the one guy who's pretty much stayed hot, but, you know, Mountcastle had been scuffling, and then just when Mullins heats up, he gets hurt. And, they're, you know, they're playing with basically 2 men down last night. Mullins and Mountcastle weren't even available. And it's just, you know, they've run into some good starters as well. And it's not going to get any easier. And they're all confident they're all going to break out in this thing. There's this guy on the team that thinks he's going to continue. But it's just been one of those weird stretches again where all of a sudden the offense just shuts down and you're putting so much pressure on the starters or the bullpen. Basically, you've got to be perfect because you're not going to get much support. Or, you know, those dramatic walk-offs or whatever are late, like the grand slam the other night, those are fun, but you can't rely on that every night. And that's what I wrote about last night. There's always so many dramatic comebacks in the tank. You're trying to do it like 3 straight nights. Eventually they're going to run out.
Hey, Rock, yeah, you brought up like the Trevor Rogers trade. It's still too early to tell anything. And I agree with you, but I know that's hard for some fans to swallow. But they didn't give up anything of substance and kept all their major pieces in the farm system. We had a chance to see Coby Mayo get a cup of coffee. Basayo's now been called up to AAA. Enrique Bradfield Jr. is killing it at AA. Your thoughts on some of these young guys? And like Mayo, they didn't want to move him either, or Jackson Holliday. And I think people, might take some time, will understand why they didn't want to do that.
Yeah, there was like a top 4 there that they weren't moving. And Michael Eis doesn't normally say, all right, here's our list of untouchables. I think he hinted at it last offseason when he said, well, there's at least one, and that obviously meant Holliday. But if you start talking to other people in baseball, and I'd done that at one point, there was a National League executive who said, yeah, you know, and because they all talk to each other. And he's like, yeah, there's no, you know, they're not moving Mayo, they're not moving Basayo. But they were willing to move someone like Connor Norby or Kyle Stowers, who seemed blocked. And those, you know, those weren't under other years with the Orioles going way back. They would probably have been the 1-2 top prospects on the team, and they would be with some other organizations. They just weren't here. And Norby, I think, has had a really big, I guess, week or whatever since he came back up with Miami. And I think he's going to be a really good hitter. He just was not going to get regular playing time at second base. And you have to give up something to get something. But, you know, Basayo just turned 20 and he's moved up, and he can certainly coexist with Rutschman. We don't know if Rutschman's going to be here long term or not. So that, and he's a special talent behind the plate, the way he's developing as a hitter. So yeah, you hold on to him. And Mayo, it's just a matter of, finding a position for him. They got to make a decision. I saw it last off season, and I thought he'd been told this. So, you know, just start working out some in right field. And then it didn't happen in spring training. So I think they decided we got to develop him as a third baseman. Now I think they're thinking again, okay, is it more of a maybe corner infield, play more first base, maybe take a look at him in right field. I wouldn't be surprised if the off season and spring training he is working out in the outfield. They love the bat. He's going to need consistent at bats, but they love him. But you got to figure out where to play him. And right now they just don't seem real comfortable every day at third base, which is why he's back down and why Ramon is primarily a third baseman. Even though his defense, the metrics, they don't love him like they did a few years ago. But certainly he's a better defensive third baseman at this point.
You know, this sounds like the scouting report for Ryan Mountcastle prior to 2020.
Right, shortstop, third, left, first.
Yeah, they love the bat. They just can't find a place for him to bring down. Fast forward to the day he was a Gold Glove finalist at first. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah, that's a good comp. Yeah, and again, with that bat, you know, as soon as he went back down, he started raking again. He's got nothing left to prove in AAA. It's just, you know, at what point do you settle on a position? But also, you know, if they weren't contending where every single game was, you know, so urgent, you can maybe afford to go ahead and just let him play and get his at-bats and, you know, continue his development at the major league level. But it seems like every loss, is, you know, I always tell people, it's not the Ravens. You know, one loss isn't going to kill your season, but it starts to feel that way when you're getting into September and you got, you know, going neck and neck with the Yankees and everything else. So, you just, at this point, really can't afford to do that.
There he is, Rockabacco, School of Rock. You can catch him at massinsports.com. Rock, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.